So, Hare Krishna, everyone. Nice to see you. I think if we could review our lives, we would have a bottom and we would go back in time. Then we would see many things that happened and in the last 3 days, and I will guide you in an exercise that will help you a little bit to review the days and the highlights of the days, so that you can have some takeaways from your retreat. I will also guide you in a meditation, Smaranam, about Krishna, as it is done in our tradition. There will be exercises and so on, like this. So let us just sing a little, then also the devotees know we will start, but I feel very happy that so many of you are still here with us and have waited with their departure to their respective places. Yes, who is a good man? Good means our Ananga Manjari is no longer here. She is, it was really nice. It means not to play too loud. Who can play softly? This is the main quality for this kirtan. Usually we are the rolling thunder. Good. You? Yeah, I have something. Hare Krishna, Hare. Oh, this is a two beat. It's so good. How are you gonna play? I have always Madhava, and Amala Hari Nam is my Medanga player. I'm quite. So as long as you play softly, everything is all right. The idea of kirtan is to glorify Krishna. I think you know. I once asked Krishna asked Badahari, how do you lead kirtan? And he said, well, for me, every kirtan is absolutely new. I'm sitting down and I'm now turning to Krishna. And every mantra, in fact, is new. So I thought this is very good. It's called in philosophy the beginner's mind. It's a very good place to be for any spiritual activity. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I hear there is no volume on the harmonium. Who is our sound? Yeah. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Excellent, excellent, but much softer. You play excellent, but much softer.
Krishna, Hare Hare. Please sing fully. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare When you do Nam Smaranam, or the relishing in your mind of the holy name, it's very important that you bring your mind to each one of the syllables, as you know, and also to sing with some devotional expression. So please, let's do Nam Smaranam now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, O Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Ram,
Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Naita Naita Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hai Bo. Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Prabhu Para Chila Prabhu Para Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Gaur Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. I will engage you now in an active exercise which will move you a little bit around. It's a different type of teaching than just hearing, you will see. To introduce this exercise, I would like to just go quickly for you through the retreat. For me, the retreat started in South India. Thank you. Wonderful. Wow, thank you. This is the most beautiful surprise. Under jackfruit-laden trees, I was thinking, oh, the Eastern retreat is coming. What can I present to the devotees? And I went through my notes. I mainly wanted to speak about Krishna's wonderful, miraculous pastimes, and I needed to just bring my memories together and write my notes so that I would... For me, the difficulty is when I talk about Krishna Katha, I could just talk so much and not stay on the subject, but go just wander around, and this would not be so enjoyable for all of you, perhaps. It would be more my own meditation. So then we can then to come here, it's called Mandir Gamana. I knew it needed some preparations. The journey here was, for me, like most probably for all of you, not so easy, especially when we found out in Delhi, the two of the members of our small traveling group from Delhi, we were with many devotees there, but from Delhi, they didn't have any ticket. The people on the ticket counter said, you may have your reservation and our confirmation, but our computer shows you have no ticket. And I thought, well, I have a ticket, but it sounds so cruel to just go without them. And we had to overcome our first obstacles on the journey, which we did. Somehow it worked out and we could come on time. And then on Thursday evening, the retreat started with Hari Parashat and myself giving some recommendations and talking about our presentations. And then we went through the presentations. You remember, in the morning, Hari Parashat was talking about what? The Bhakti Rasa, yes. And then later, during the early noon time, he gave his presentation on what? The fundamentals on Smaranam. He only gave the fundamentals. It's a huge ocean. There's so much to know about it. But in a first presentation for 3 days, you need to set the fundaments. He spoke about 5 different forms of Smaranam, of which one can be done even on the during the practice of Vairi Bhakti, and there are others which are done in Raganuga Bhakti. And we did some verse-related meditations. We learned about bhaktis, about this higher taste, which is called what? The Bhakti Rasa, no? It's to be, it comes with 5 different ingredients, and we heard this. And in the evening, yes, we went into talking about the Leela, and some devotees whose heart was open came to me really, and they said they were crying because the pain of the Brajbasis came into their heart also. They felt separation from Krishna. And I thought, wow, if only one has stepped this. This happens when the heart is open and you hear with faith. It cannot happen otherwise. Yes, then we had holy. Was it very cold or was it? It was good. We had Radna Manjari's most delightful prasadam. I think many of you had also times to have conversations with devotees. Yes, no. Mm-hmm. We had exchanges amongst devotees. And now we have arrived at the end. But it is said you plan your life by looking forward, you know, making plans for the future, but you really understand it only by looking backwards, what happened. And I want to now guide you in an exercise whereby which you look backwards. I will move you a little. I will request the Matajis to walk in this part of the temple room, and just to keep the traditional temple sitting or moving. And the men, I request to be in this part of the room. Please get up and don't talk. From now on, monam.
Oh, please, I just stretch. And when you stand on your toes, look in your palms. and see what happens. Silence, no laughter.
Good. Thank you. Come back. Please walk on the spot. If you can walk a little higher, that's good. Mataji, don't worry, I won't look in your direction. No laughter. We need, you will see, it will all make sense. Increase the tempo. Is that all, Gurgovinda? Gurgovinda, I'm disappointed. I thought you are fit. Keep on breathing. And go slower. And stand. The next thing is, please move silently without looking at anyone. The ladies in this part of the room and here, you're here. Ooh, it's good that we... And walk back and forth. Try to not bump into each other. You will see it all makes sense in a second. Keep silence. And while you walk, think a little bit about your retreat. Perhaps what you remember, what is a takeaway for you. What happened in this time? A point from the lecture of Hari Parshad, or a point during the Krishna Katha, or a point in your discussions with the devotees. You have 30 more seconds. I wanted to say minutes, but actually you have a minute. It says in Manu Samhita, when you want to make an important decision, walk alone. Go on a mountain, because from there you can overlook your life. Think, make a decision. Well, I got my point now. 20 more seconds. Try to think about your retreat. Soon you will hear a sign, and whenever you hear the sign, the cattles, stop where you are at the present moment. We will now discuss the retreat amongst ourselves, and my request is... Please go to the person next to you. Men go with the men. I will go with Gaurahari. The ladies with the lady. Find someone next to you. If it's a total unknown person, wonderful. If it's a known person, wonderful. Have you found Chirag, who is your person?
Yes.
Everyone found a person? Very good. Please, we are a little cramped. You might have to come a little bit forward. Sit with your partner now down. Gaura Hari, we are together again. Yeah. My dear devotees, please, psh, 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 it's not yet talking time. Can you all please look at the screen? There are three questions which I wish you to discuss. What struck you during the retreat? What really made an impression upon you? What was really important for you? So important that you might like to take it with you. The second question you could discuss is, what will you apply in your life? Remember, there was this suggestion from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. When we get up, we remember immediately our Guru Maharaj that we learned today. Then we remember Krishna in the holy name. Then we remember a shloka. Huh? Would you like to apply this? No, that was retreat stuff. I'm not interested in this. So maybe for isolate something else you want to apply. Even maybe you ate prasadam and there were no onion and garlic in there, and you would say, I will not eat onion and garlic any longer. I'm speaking to the absolute new person. And then be specific. When did it happen? What steps would you like to do? For how long? For life? Or would you like to first see for a month or a week? And so on. So discuss these with your neighbor. You will have a good amount of time for this, because this will help you to really make something substantial from your retreat. My dear devotees, if you just hear without reflecting this or discussing it, you will forget around 95%. You will remember perhaps prasadam, lasagna, if there was, but not much more. So this is really very important. It's in your interest. And I know some of you are introvert. Some of you are deadly afraid to look into other people's eyes. We come from all kinds of backgrounds. So that's no problem. You please discuss whatever is your situation. You will find great value. So this, we will leave this on this list so that you can look and see. And please give everyone the chance to talk. Sometimes you may like to only talk and the other person is thinking, oh, when will this stop? You know, so both of you, be active. This is now coming from passive listening to active digestion. No, it's a step towards processing your retreat. Please start. I will watch the time and I give you a good time when it starts. Then we will do many, many other things. We will do actually a deep meditation. So, Hare Krishna.
Yes, so
master.
Yes. Let us just be on this subject. I want to just also look at the Lord. We will go up to half.
For me, this was not so easy because I was very exhausted still. I thought I could get the guided japa session, which I wanted to do because I like to be helpful in this part. I got out of it early, but I got out of it to exercise. There was also summer above my very early kitchen, very loud voice, but not really. So it was difficult. But I was very interested in the subject matters. And what struck me especially was this presentation, this transference floating around. Because I am very, very, very interested, very motivated to find out how the brain of the spirit can be experienced by us human beings. That's my main approach. You see the colors, the forms you meditate, the forms start to move and interact with each other. And when this comes alive, there's always the body feeling in the body. You always have a very active imagination. So this time, I also gained a lot of appreciation for Rupa Goswami. I really got my God, as he thought, in such deep thoughts, expressed so concisely. And it goes one verse after the other, and it's so. Then I became a little bit more confident to talk about Krishna, and that's not easy for me because it's the theorist. When I see the others, I'm not so interested, which they are. I feel very discouraged and very mental. Courage, because I could see the atmosphere was receptive. Let's study now. I always feel like something. What is with you?
I appreciate it very much, the lecture, and I think it's getting also a little bit used to trying to do it. I started, I think, since I tried to do 3 times a day. At least I read 1 page, and I close my eyes and try to recall what I read. It's like reinforcing and encouraging me. Often when I spoke about blessings of the spirit, who is the father and the role that it should be the guidance, I always felt that I should be a blessing to the world for doing such a And I was doubting that the feelings ask you to be and whatever to the blessings. And I started to doubt other major things. I want things to come out and do such a thing. And I'm like, what do you think about that?
You can talk about
it,
but yes, so it gave you a little bit more confidence. Yeah, this is what it is. What it is.
Yeah. There was many nice points that I after many quietness, when I checked the festival, then I felt I was coming out. This empty film. Actually, yes, I want to do much more. I felt
I know you're in the same situation as I was. The main thing is we keep alive for our service. Now, your question, let's see, it's good, it's very good. Your question, you absolutely have my blessing, or I'm a very simple, honest person. My best wishes. That is because I remember us talking about it several times. And as I was talking with you, at the end I have been. It's really very simple. You make it so complicated. I like very much the Arifa Shad said, these are the general frameworks, but the individual has to find himself in this and does it like you. Like also, like the translations are. Do you want to put it into the box now? And the only way is by Krishna. If you can find our Krishna, I think during the day is a beautiful moment. I will give you a very nice really very surprised. Very simple. And from there, as you consider to, as you surrender for doing your service, please, the devotees, a few things which aid Maranam. I want to read this. I'm going to go to the next one.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Hare Krishna. I wanted to move on. Is this all right, or do you need to discuss more? It's okay. Yeah. Was it helpful?
Yes.
See, my dear devotees, what this is all about is to be very. It's not about walking or doing exercises or doing. It's just about breaking a habit or habitual thinking so that you can let in something new. No, it is neuro. We want it's neuroscience, or it is. You know, it is just. You're creating a different space, a different mental space also. And the reflection exercise, there are many reflection exercises. In what we do at the Govardhan Retreat Center is we do free writing. That's a very interesting method which helps you to access the subconscious mind, you know, where you store memories and where you store impressions and then get them out onto the paper. It's, whatever it is, in Vedic times, you would learn through Shravanam, hearing, Mananam, reflecting, and then Nididhyasana, meditating or applying. So, we will do here a meditation, but you will perhaps please think about what you can apply. No? Fine, my dear devotees. We can now proceed. Let me just make sure that I have everything I need. Here it is. Oh yeah, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, I would love to now start a guided Smaranams session. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, there are many statements how to do this. And if you study them carefully, you will find steps that are known amongst all traditions who meditate. You can't just tell yourself, meditate. It doesn't work, because you need to bring the mind into a state where it can go from the ordinary thinking, the discursive thinking, you know, engaging with the world and with different concepts, to a totally different function of the mind. Only then it works. Meditation or dhyana, no? Sinking into meditation. And you need to know, it's a science. It is taught in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, and it was in the principles are given there, but the specifics were taught from guru to disciple. So here we will do something. Perhaps some of you know, I have my own history and this in my private life, about which I'm not discussing publicly, but I'm writing a book now with these very simple guidelines, so as to help people to enter meditation. It is a wonderful book. The title has been found by Ghanasyam Priya. It's a book for the public, and I'm also writing a practical book for the devotee world called Smaranam, the next level. So here I would like to guide you, and I would like to follow our Queen Kunti. Queen Kunti, in her very eventful life, had the good chance to meet Lord Krishna, and many times. And Krishna had been by her and her son's side in the most crucial time of their life, that is the time when they were sent into exile and then returned and engaged in the most massive of wars which the planet Earth has ever seen, the battles on the sacred field of Dharma called Kurukshetra. So Queen Kunti had seen Krishna both in the exile, yet Krishna had come to them again and again. Although Queen Kunti stayed in Hastinapur, she was well aware of what happened in the exile, and she was also in an exile in her palace walls. And she was there, not directly on the battlefield, but just next to the battlefield, and heard the day's reports. She actually was the first one who ran on the battlefield with clothes disarrayed, because she had heard the news that her own son Kana had been killed by her own son Arjuna. Do you know what this does to the heart of a mother, to find out that her children have killed each other? It is the most terrible thing you can imagine for a woman and a mother who loves her children equally. Krishna had also been there and solaced her, and he stayed on after the battle of Kurukshetra as the guest in the palace. But then Krishna got ready to leave from Hastinapur. Where did he go? Dwaraka. So in her, when she had to say goodbye to Krishna, she expressed some very deep things to Krishna in her famous prayers, which are very, very beautiful prayers. I tend to goes through them to some extent in Switzerland at the Bhakti retreat, when we will learn the art of prayer with these prayers. So Queen Kunti expresses in the first part of her prayers the glories of Krishna, but then she comes to the conclusion, although I know that you are practically present everywhere, Krishna, in the heart, I experience the difficulty that I can't see you. And this is expressed philosophically by Rupa Goswami in his verse Atasi Krishna Namadi, that Krishna cannot be seen with the senses. And let us continue the tradition we had the last few days. Please repeat after me. Atashi Krishna Namadi.
Atashi Krishna Namadi.
Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai.
Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai.
Sevan Mukehi Jivado.
Sevan Mukehi Jivado.
Svayam Eva Spuratyada.
Svayam Eva Spuratyada.
It's a conclusion. Krishna's holy name, transcendental qualities and transcendental pastimes are equal to Lord Krishna himself. They are spiritual and full of bliss. What is spiritual and full of bliss? His holy name, transcendental qualities and transcendental pastimes, and they are all equal to whom? To Lord Krishna. Wonderful. Therefore, because this is so, the names are absolutely transcendental and spiritual, material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Have you experienced this? Sometimes you try to chant, you try to hear, but you're so distracted and you cannot really appreciate. Have you? Because you have material senses, and this is in a total different realm. It's how can you grab air in your hand? Not possible. Yeah, they'll go. No, it's not there. So you can't understand Krishna by much philosophy and so on. It's not possible. There is, however, one way. When a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. If you want to understand more about this, this is all in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Matya 17, and the section on the whole holy name and all starts Matya 1731. No? You can, with a very famous verse. This was discussed because one Brahmana had seen the great impersonal sannyasi Prakashananda, the master and lord of Varanasi, who had 60,000 disciples, and the whole town bowed down to him. And he could not, when it was time to him to speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he couldn't pronounce the name Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya. He couldn't say that. And the question which is asked by one Brahmana is, why could Prakashananda, although he spoke three times Chaitanya, he did not utter the name of Krishna. Why? Why could Prakashananda not utter the names Krishna and Hari? He chanted the name Chaitanya thrice. As far as I'm concerned, simply by seeing you, I'm moved to chant the holy names Krishna and Hari. But this person couldn't do it. And then Lord Chaitanya goes into this explanation. No one can actually chant the names of the Lord who is turned against him and doesn't serve him. And then he explains, only when you turn to Krishna in seva can you actually understand him. It's only then possible. Also, the smaram, the service of seva, Jiva Goswami says, it's only possible if you, in your life, surrender and serve devotees and also hear Krishna's holy names and pastimes. You have to render service. Otherwise, you can only chant the letters of the holy name. Or when you hear philosophy, you only have concepts, dead concepts in your head. Hare Krishna. This is a secret in understanding Krishna, one of the many secrets. So Queen Kunti knows all this. And she says, before she really starts to pray, she says, do we have this? Maya Javani Kachana. One moment. Where is it? Yeah. We have? 19. We can read, they are all Sanskrit scholars by now. Maya Javani Kachanam. Maya Javani Kachanam. Agyadokshayam Avyayam. Agyadokshayam Avyayam. Nalakshase Mudhadrisha. Nalakshase Mudhadrisha. Nato Nadyadaro Yata. The translation, if we can have. Oh my God, we are. Being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are beyond our senses to grasp you. You are the eternally irreproachable factor, and you are covered by the curtain of deluding energy. A curtain of Maya covers Krishna. You are invisible to the foolish observer who tries to somehow see you or grasp you, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. When I was in Cochin, I saw a Kathakali actor who was painted, like Lord Rama, and he had a huge costume on, Have you seen Kathakali? With masks. They had masks. And then they showed the actor in normal clothes, and there was no similarity. You could not see any similarity. So this is what Queen Kunti talks about. You cannot recognize Krishna, who's covered by a lot of his material energy. So then she should end her prayer right there, no? And she almost does. She says in the next verse, maybe great transcendentalists who are purified can understand you, but how then can we ordinary people, we women, ordinary householder women know you perfectly, and householder men and ordinary people. So she should end here, but she doesn't end. because she now will apply the verse how to know Krishna, and she chants his holy name. We will chant it all together. It's text 21. Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya.
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya.
Govindaya namo nama.
Govindaya namo nama.
She chants the holy names. It's a beautiful kirtan, no? Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki. Please let us do again. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya ja
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo.
Yes, so she first does this, then she does her next step. She meditates about the beautiful form of the Lord. Nama Pankajanamaya.
Nama
Pankajamaline. Nama Pankaja Netraya.
Namaste
Pankajangraye. She meditates about four parts of Krishna's transcendental body, which all look like lotus flowers. My respectful obeisances are to you, O Lord, whose abdomen, you know, the belly, is marked with a depression like a lotus flower. That refers to Krishna's transcendental navel. It's supremely attractive, the navel. Then she says, my obeisances to you who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers. He looks like a walking flower garden. Would be nice to paint this, no? And my respectful obeisances are unto you, whose glance is as cool as the lotus. Krishna looks with lotus eyes, and they are cooling when you catch his glance. It's very cooling. The ocean of misery which you feel is evaporated. You know, it comes up and is removed by just meditating about this scene, Krishna's glances. And then whose feet are engraved with lotuses. Can you imagine when Krishna walks and you would look at the place where Krishna just went, you would find a lotus flower in there. Sometimes it is even said that where Krishna walks, when he has walked by, lotus flowers grow out of the earth. That would be nice to see, no? So she meditates about the extraordinary, delightful beauty of the Lord. And finally, I find this very important for devotees who want to meditate about Krishna is Yatha Rishikesha Kalena Devaki. Yatha Rishikesha Kalena Devaki. Kangsena Rudat Tichiram Sucharpita. Kangsena Rudat Tichiram Sucharpita. Vimochitaham Chasahat Majavibo. Vimochitaham Sachanat Majavibo. Tvajaivanatena Muho Vipat. Ganat Tvadevanadena Muhu Vipatyana. O Hrishikesha, she says, and now she will talk about how Krishna has appeared in her life, what Krishna has done for her, how Krishna participated in her life. And I often think also, for us as devotees, if we would think about what Krishna has already done for us, he has brought us in contact with the devotees. He helped us to see certain things in our lives and follow them. He may have saved us from a deadly accident, no? This happened. Those who, of you who married, he has sent you your family, including your children, which have come. So much she has. Krishna has helped you to come to this retreat. And you had the finances, and you could do so. For me, Krishna has often shown the way, which I then pursued. It became clear to me, do this now in your life. No? So here she says like this, O Hrishikesha, master of the senses and lord of lords, you have released your mother Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious King Kamsa. And me and my children, you have released me and my children from a series of constant dangers. In the next verse, she will highlight some of these dangers in which Krishna appeared and saved them. So we will show you now one of our favorite photos of Krishna. And I would like you to tell me what you see on the screen. Can you describe what you Krishna from this photo? Yes?
Sidelong glance.
He has a sidelong glance. Do you see that?
Yes.
Not everyone sees? See, look at his eyes. And look that his eyes are moving to the peacock and out of this picture. You can see now? Ah, he may look at you. This is what Queen Kunti says, the glance as cooling as lotus flowers. What else do you see?
He looks curious.
He looks curious, yes. What else, please? Tribhanga, a threefold bending form. No, he's there in the knees, in the hips, and the head. Sorry? Yes, this is what Mani Manjari said. I have not heard so clearly, but I think you have heard. He's outstanding. Mm-hmm. Yes? He's gentle, you can see that. He plays his flute. What flute is it? There are three types of flutes. Some say four, some say unlimited. It's a small flute, no? Muli, it's a muli, yes. Anyone else sees something? Is he decorated? Yes. There is a full moon night. Krishna is not alone, as we have heard. There is a peacock. Is there parrots?
He's attracting the attention of animals.
He seems to attract others.
The river is frozen and the moon is also frozen, looking at Krishna's beauty.
They are all, everyone is frozen looking at Krishna's beauty. Yeah? What? Effulgence is there, yes. A peacock feather is there. And. You can go like this. So I will now request you in a guided meditation we will follow Queen Kunti along. And I will leave this photo for, because sometimes it may happen that perhaps your mind is at the moment still very covered and you can't hold the image of Krishna. No problem, then you can open your eyes and take help from this photo, or you can take help from any other, what is it called? Photo is not the word, pictures, no? So would you please sit straight? Are you tired?
No.
Yes, so we will get ready for your Bhastrika Pranayam. Hands go up like this. This is your Bhastrika Pranayam. You will sweat, yes, hopefully. So while, watch me, while inhaling, you go up and stretch your hands out, and while exhaling, you bring the energy down, right? So, okay. Forceful. If you sweat, it's desired. The more air you can bring in your lungs, it is better. And very forcefully you exhale. Don't go too fast. It's good if you do this all at once. Are you sweating already? I'm sweating like an idiot. Okay, we will help you. We will go faster. Five more. Bas, bas, bas. Put your left hand under your navel, your right on top, and just observe what is going on in your body. Bring your attention to your toes. You might like to move your toes to know where they are. Your feet. And relax. Move up now. To your knees, your upper legs, hamstring and all this, and your bottom where you sit, and relax. Move further up to the lower back, the upper back, and relax. Bring your attention to your chest and your belly and relax. Your shoulders and arms up to your hands. Relax. You can almost feel as if your body is like a shirt and you put it on a hanger and it just hangs there. So the same way, your body is now in a way very relaxed. Your face, the muscles, relax. Let's do a few deep breaths. It's good if you exhale a little longer than you normally do. Deep exhalations through the nose. Deep, relaxed exhalation. By the way, this coughing is absolutely normal. Don't feel it's difficult. When you relax, for some this is the relaxation response. It's like this. It will go. You will catch yourself. Deep exhalations. Really a little bit more. And deep inhalations. Now continue on your own. Deep inhalations, deep exhalations. Bring your attention now to a form of Krishna on which you would like to meditate or which you would like to hold in your memory. Is it perhaps a particularly stunning outfit of the deities? I mean, we should not meditate on the outfit, but the deity in a beautiful outfit. Is it perhaps the picture which you have looked at and commented about a few moments before? Do you have favorite pictures of Krishna which you have seen in books or in collections of paintings? I will leave you a little bit to find the beauty of Krishna, the beautiful form of Krishna. Those of you who are also very interested in Radharani can also do the same with Radharani or with both of them together. Try to now keep your mind on this form. Perhaps you want to see in your mind's eye the navel of the Lord. Perhaps you want to see in your mind's eye the garlands. Maybe you want to see the glance of the Lord looking at you. Maybe I want to express, my Lord, I have completely forgotten you, but I'm trying to turn to you. Please accept me as your servant. Or you want to see the lotus feet. in our last step, meditate or search in your mind situations where Krishna's hand or arrangement could be seen in your life. Thank you, Krishna, that you brought me in contact with the devotees, perhaps. Or what you felt when you read for the first time the Bhagavad Gita. You know, things where you could find Krishna. I leave you a little bit. And again, return to the beautiful image of Krishna, Radha Krishna. If it is a different one than the one you initially had, good. As your mind tries to stay with the beauty of Radha and Krishna or Krishna, sing to them. Na Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna that when we chant, we switch off all other functions of the meditative mind and only focus on the sound, but we are chanting to Krishna, no? If you need a little help to see Krishna, you can briefly open your eyes and see this beautiful photo which is reflected on that canvas, but you really want to bring it on the canvas of your mind, no? And please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
All of us together last time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
actually, this was the preparation for the last time. We will once again chant the mantra and try to put your presence in there, your mind in there. Then you do Nam Smaranam, no? When your mind is there in reminiscing the name and also thinking of the form. There it all starts. Or there Smaranam finds a wonderful beginning. So let's do this now. Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Shri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Shri Radhe.
Hare Krishna, let me thank you very much for your kind participation. I just noticed by looking at the clock that we have gone a little over time. I really excuse myself for that. Didn't intend it. In parting, I want to say I thank you very much, each single one of you, in fact, for coming and bringing your nice Vaishnava energy with you. With this Eastern retreat, we are trying to create, to create something that might help us to go to our next level in Krishna consciousness. It would be nice if you take the inspirations you have gathered with you to your daily lives where you stay. Please do come again for the upcoming, well, we can't announce it yet, but just for you to know, you can reserve the date if you like this. We will have again an Eastern retreat here in Goloka Dham, but there are very nice you have fallen in love with the deities, you might like to consider to come to the Jamashtami celebration. This will be the 50th year of worshipping Radha Madan Mohan in Goloka Dham. If this number of years means something for you, please come. If they don't mean anything to you, because last year, come anyways, no? And stay in contact, I can only say. I wish you all the best. Now comes, as we often say, your retreat part two, the practical application. Krishna, 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 Krishna. It was a wonderful time for us, and I think as you went through it again in memory, I think we all went the fast line, or fast lane, you call it. And there were so many important insights and so on which we got. I will not take questions at this stage because we are over time and we don't want to hold up the devotees. And I think all of us have had a lot of hearing and so on. Therefore, in my session, I wanted to make it a little practical. I wanted to move you a little bit, both in the body and the mind. And we will end here by saying, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki Jai. Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna.